Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's hear it for Monday. Woo!
Yeah.
Monday? No, that's usually what we do on Friday. Woo! Friday, not Monday.
Well, we're excited about Monday, though.
We are. Why would we be excited about Monday? Just the beginning of our broadcast week by a day.
Well, it's Advanced Medicine Monday.
Yes, we got Dr. Pitar. Yep.
And we've got a really cool guest coming up this hour.
We do. Someone we've never had on the program. I think is this the guy that when I went up to New York with Ty Bollinger, I didn't get there in time, but I think he was on his radio show, Popeye Federal Jack, Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So
we're gonna
talk to him about internet censorship, Facebook censorship, PTSD, grief, the loss of a sudden loss of a loved one, similar to what happened to Liam, it's kind of eerily similar when he lost his loved one. All right, so we'll get to that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, The Robert Scott Bell Show, broadcasting live through GCN, Monday through Friday, every evening, 7 to 9 Eastern, and, of course, 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sundays, also naturalnewsradio.com. Yesterday was really cool. I'm already reminiscing on yesterday's show, because we had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on for an entire hour to wrap up the show, which was great, because we wanted to strategize on all the pushback on the vaccine issue. And all of these states that are still in play, they're trying to eliminate religious freedom for your ability to say, no, 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 can't have it. Also, Texas. Where are my Texas buddies now? TMB has left Texas, so he's not concerned about this as much. But we're concerned for all our Texas families. Texas is proposing a law, or a lawmaker there, that would eliminate your ability to consent to vaccines. In other words, they could take your child and vaccinate without your consent as a parent. Isn't that lovely?
Nice. Not that we didn't see that coming, but yeah.
No. Nice. We'll have to talk with Dr. Pitar if he has any suggestions about that a little later. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the show live or leave a message. Any messages coming through? I heard from my buddy Richard Pearl, you know, the one guy that didn't call up to wish me happy birthday. Remember him?
Oh, that guy. That guy,
right? The guy would be late for his own funeral. That guy. He's like, I'm going to call Robert. I'm going to do a late birthday. I'm just funny. He's funny.
Let me check. No, I don't see anything. Didn't happen.
No, I said, yes, maybe by next year. Or maybe you'll be at a wedding when you're supposed to be at my party.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, also, we're going to get to the main story. I know I'm kind of segueing into the first story of the day. It relates to FDA, relates to First Amendment issues and things, and Big Pharma. I was just talking with a lady earlier this morning, a nice elderly woman from Germany originally. She married an American during the time, I think, of the Vietnam War era, American serviceman, and moved to America. Now, I think lives in the heartland, somewhere like in Nebraska or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a bronchitis, you know, lung issue that the doctor said was viral. She didn't want to go on drugs or antibiotics like they usually will give you, even if you're not supposed to. And the doc said, just get some rest and hydration. But she was not wanting to wait around for that. Went to the health food store, got some things. Somebody suggested silver. And interestingly enough, she took the silver and, like, shortly thereafter got a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did this a few times. It was like, Oh my God, what's going on here?
All right, hold on here. I'm channeling Robert Scott Bell. You mentioned the headache thing, but that's as far as we got with the conversation prior to going on air. So I'm going to guess Herxheimer.
Herxheimer.
Herxheimer. Yeah. Potato, Herxheimer, potato. Yeah. Is that...
You said it pretty closely. You're in the ballpark. You know, okay. I had to query her about a lot of issues to really get to the heart of the matter. Probably my first question was my last question. Because I just enjoy sometimes chatting with my elders. I do. I just enjoy it. She was from Germany. I thought this was kind of a cool lady. Let's hear a little of her story. And then toward the end, she says, "Yeah, I have a mouthful of dental mercury."
Oh, yep. Okay.
You know the amalgams? Yeah.
Right.
They're silver fillings that are not really silver, but they're mercury. And I said, "Okay, that explains it right then and there." Anything you do to modulate your immune system will ramp up the ability of your immune system target, for instance, viruses, stop them from replicating, and then basically you disable them, and now they circulate. You have circulating debris through the system, through the blood and the lymph, and that can often cause a headache. So in a sense, you're right about the Herxheimer response, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen. The secondary issue, or maybe the more primary issue, if somebody has had a mercury burden for decades and decades, she says she's had them for a long time, you now have depleted levels of selenium by definition. Because anybody who carries a mercury burden, the selenium is going to be used up to kind of neutralize and bind and excrete whatever it can to hold things at bay. And so when you don't have enough selenium in your system, what happens? You can't produce enough glutathione. Your pathways of excretion or elimination are congested. Congested liver, congested kidneys, and they're burdened. And so a normal part of your immune modulation, immune efficiency, may be successful, but then the secondary issue of excretion is not. And so that's where we call in homeopathy a healing crisis or an aggravation, as Super Don just mentioned, a Jarisch-Herxheimer event. Mm. And indeed, taking extra selenium in such cases, obviously you do want to hydrate. The doctor was right. Stay hydrated. Also, anything you can do to open up the pathways of elimination, why? From homeopathic detox to coffee enemas, which Super Don doesn't want to do.
No.
And we hope he never has to, unless I take him for a tour of the Gerson Clinic down in California.
I don't think
California.
They would let me out of there without convincing
without,
me.
I know. Yeah. Super Don, you're in. That's what it would be. It wouldn't be urine, though. Never mind.
Urine, no.
We had a story about that, the bouncing urine. You're going to love that story, Super Don. It's just made for you. So with that, that was a human interest story. I thought I would help people understand some things when you're confronted with some mysteries, how we can solve them. And as Clouseau says, the case, as we say, is solved. This is from the Washington Post. The FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings. And you're like,
oh.
I was like, this is the pharmaceutical fox guarding the drug hen house, right? What we say here is, okay, let's say the FDA has determined that a drug is very dangerous but doesn't want to pull it from the market. It might list it, with extra warnings, even a black box warning label saying how dangerous this drug is. Right. But they'll leave it on the market. They'll say, okay, that's informed enough consent for us. We'll allow that. But what happens here is there's a proposal by the FDA to allow drug companies to undermine those official safety warnings in sales presentations to customers.
Well, gee, how nice of the FDA. It's an early Christmas present.
Right. For the first time, the FDA actually supports the First Amendment in a weird way, right? Here we are talking about, hey, dietary supplements referencing real peer-reviewed literature that is legitimate, not to make claims that they're a drug, but to say, hey, look at the literature. Look what magnesium can do, for instance. All right? I'm just saying, right? We can't do that if we're selling magnesium.
Right.
But if you're a drug company and you do your own literature, and it does get published in the peer-reviewed journals, and it refutes some of the danger that the FDA has acknowledged through other peer-reviewed literature, the FDA is going to say, that's okay. Go ahead. Sell it on your own merits. Never mind the danger that we've found or that independent, non-compromised, non-biased studies have found.
Mm.
I find this rather interesting.
I
don't say troubling. Interesting, because it's not surprising.
Well, look, I mean, at least the FDA is being objective. They're saying that if, let's say, Merck comes out with Merck's own study, and the study is at least well-designed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who determines what well-designed is. And it's this is what they say, at least as informative as the data sources. So you come out with a really well-written paper that says it's okay and good for you. Yeah, good enough. Stamp. Done.
That's all.
That's
now,
it.
Again, you're trusting Merck here. This is the thing. You're trusting Merck to do the right thing, to do an independent study that will be honest and objective about the dangers of its medication. Because you know that these drug companies and vaccine manufacturers are always up above board. There have never been any cases where they've been caught, fined, right?
No, never. In fact, you know what? My favorite one is Pfizer.
Yes.
They came out with this drug called Reboxetine. And there were 7 studies that were done on this drug.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the studies said it was good. And so they published that study and said, hey, everybody, look at our new drug. Well, what they forgot to do is publish the 6 other studies that all said it was bad. And not just that. The trials that were comparing that drug to other drugs showed exactly the same picture. 3 small studies said that Reboxetine was just as good as any other drug. But, you know, we forgot about the other data of the 1,657 patients worth of data that was unpublished saying that it was worse than the other drugs. And not only that, if that wasn't bad enough, they also left out the side effects data. You know, the data that looked at the fine trials and all this stuff and showed that actually it had side effects and that people were more likely to give up taking it because it had more side effects than the other drugs that were on the market. So listen, Pfizer, perfect example. You know, they're honest. They're straightforward.
Right. Yep. Well, look, that one study, according to what the FDA is wanting to do, would be enough to allow them to sell their drug, to upsell their drug as being safe and effective, and ignore all of the dangers that those other studies showed or even the FDA acknowledged. Now, the proposal calls for, and I'm reading now from this, new information to come from peer-reviewed academic journals, which we acknowledge, but the critics note that such research often suffers from industry bias. See, this falls in the face, or flies, I should say, in the face of the denialists, right, or those that would call us denialists, because their own industry people are acknowledging the fallacy of peer-reviewed, unbiased, published journal studies. And they're acknowledging the bias that exists there and the suffering that occurs there, just like Dr. Marcia Angel. She was the editor-in-chief for the New England Journal of Medicine for many years. When she left the New England Journal of Medicine, she was very sad. She said, there's no way I can tell anymore, that anyone can tell anymore, what is legitimate and what is not in the peer-reviewed scientific literature. So, good on you, FDA. Hooray for the First Amendment. The drug industry is going to be able to promote the good studies and ignore the bad, even if the FDA knows about the bad, if this proposal goes forward. In the meantime, dietary supplements, zip it. Shut your mouth, dietary supplements. You can't say anything good, even with the peer-reviewed literature, because there's a double standard, or no standard, from the FDA.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, if you want a sneak preview of where we're going, or if it's after the fact, where we've been, where we hope to have been, go to robertscottbell.com. It is advanced medicine, and we've got Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled next hour as well. This hour, we're going to, journey into post-traumatic stress disorder, a loss of a loved one, dealing with grief. And if internet or / Facebook censorship with Popeye Federal Jack, when Matt says he's up and running and can hear us, we'll dive into that topic. But if you ever miss a moment, don't worry. There are plenty of ways to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live or podcasted down through all of the reach that we have on GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com. Epic Times, our good buddy Jerry Doyle, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, as well as, UK Health Radio, where we're going to be in just a couple of weeks. The United Kingdom will welcome the Robert Scott Bell Show live and in person there, thanks to the Alliance for Natural Health. And looking forward to that with Dr. Rob Verkirk and, of course, Dr. Jonathan Wright. So those of you who are physicians in the UK and want to attend the event, I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Special all-day seminar. And that'll be happening later, I believe, the 29th of March, if I'm correct, and that's a Sunday. And I'll be speaking at that as well. Super Don, do we have Popeye ready to go?
we're working on it. We're working
still figuring it out. All
there's
right.
so many shows being broadcast here on our wonderful syndicator GCN that I think Roger's making the rounds. He's getting here.
Be on all the other shows right now. Oh, he'll have more experiences to share, or hopefully not more PTSD to share. Now, speaking of Isaiah Ryder, we've covered the story obviously a lot, and it's an ongoing saga. Am I to understand there's a change.org petition now going on to help Isaiah?
Indeed. I just saw this just recently. Change.org. There is a petition petitioning Emmanuel Cleaver and seven others. Now, Emmanuel Cleaver is the congressman for the district that Michelle Ryder and Isaiah Ryder live in. But this is also directed at seven other people, legislators, basically saying that we, the people, want to free Isaiah from the state of Illinois. His home is in Kansas City, so we need to give Isaiah back his freedom and back, give him back to his family. And this petition you can sign. I'm linking it right now on the social media. So if you get a chance, go in there, sign the petition.
Speaking of social media, I am quite curious, like on Facebook. Have we ever been censored by Facebook that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I think we've done pretty well. I mean, obviously, we're not doing things with nudity or gratuitous violence. Only if we are, it's only in your imagination, because we're really not. Or if I'm broadcasting naked, which not typically. If it's really hot.
Oh, come on.
What? Never mind. I just jump in the pool out back. It's really nice. There are things, certain things, when you hit really close to the bone, so to speak. One time when we were censored on YouTube, again, not because of gratuitous violence or nudity, was when Mike Adams, the health ranger, and I were discussing the Angelina Jolie situation before she was claiming that she was going to remove her breast because she had the BRCA 1 or 2 gene mutation. And it was related to a Supreme Court decision that was pending. And basically the patenting of human genes. And that discussion hit too close to the bone because we were nailing it. And within a couple of hours on YouTube, it got censored off of YouTube. So sometimes you never know what will be the thing that says, we're not going to allow that to happen.
You said breasts. See, now that's just not allowed on YouTube. Oh, wait.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is that?
There's nothing but breasts on YouTube. What am I talking about?
Oh, okay. And cow teats as well.
Out of
California.
And Justin Bieber. If you can put Justin Bieber on YouTube, then you can talk about Angelina
Jolie.
Not
get censored.
BRCA gene, yeah.
Right. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. In addition, the story that Liam tells about in his new book, it's kind of a fictionalized account as he's describing, his experience with love. And you've reviewed it. And one of the things that prompted the discussion is the loss of his loved one, his significant other, his life partner. And right. She suddenly just left. And again, it's a story that just was tragic. And our friend Popeye, he has this show Down the Rabbit Hole, Federal Jack, is going to join us after this break because we had some GCN tech difficulties behind the scenes. So we're going to join him, and he's going to join us. And we'll talk about the loss of a loved one on top of PTSD as well as Facebook censorship. What are the subjects or subjects that can get you censored on Facebook? I'm very curious about that because it is a media outreach machine. No, I don't think there's another social media network that has more users. Maybe he can correct me if I'm wrong on that. All right, RobertScottBell.com. Check it all out. The links are up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, my next guest Bye-bye, Federal Jack. I didn't even know it. Somebody was censoring him. It wasn't us that we knew of, but he's on with us now. Popeye Federal Jack, federaljack.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscabell.com. He hosts his own radio show as well. Censored by Facebook. We're going to find out why. Also, a vet suffering, as he said, from PTSD. We'll get into that, as well as the loss of his wife suddenly out of the blue without warning. And I think that's where I want to start with you, not to make you rehash uncomfortable details, but we've talked about this off the air, and you're okay with that. But if you have PTSD and then you suffer an additional loss, I just don't know how you process that, how you get through something like that.
Well, first, thank you for having me on the show, Robert. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome for bringing me on, and all the work you guys do is amazing. So thank you so much from me and everybody else out there. Now, getting into the unpleasant topic of what happened, to answer your question first and foremost, you don't – I don't know how to describe it other than you don't really ever get over something like this, because a lot of people ask me, how do you get over this? You don't get over it.
Right.
You survive this. It's an event that you survive, and that's what PTSD is, kind of almost like a mechanism that your body actually uses, which I'll get into in a second. But to answer your question, how I survive this is I don't have any other option but to survive. That is the only option I have. My wife would not have wanted me to just curl up into the fetal position. And by the way, a lot of people will tell me, oh, you're so tough, you're so inspiring. I still have days where I cry and I bawl my eyes out. I mean, the first month, I couldn't barely get out of bed, and I would have moments where I would be thinking about her, and I would break down and cry my eyes out and drop to my knees. You know, and I've been through some harrowing things in my life. I'm not brought to my knees easily, but losing your best friend, your wife, the person you plan on spending the rest of your life with, very suddenly, not planned, 5 minutes before, right, she was laughing and giggling with me, and then 5 minutes later she was turning blue in my arms, and there was nothing I could do. No matter the amount of CPR I did, I couldn't save her. And that, I mean, I kept her alive physically, but she was brain dead, and I had to then take her off of life support. So it was doubly hard for me, because not only did I think that for a minute that I thought I had saved her and that she was going to be okay, but then that she wasn't, right? And then on top of that, I hadn't – you have these feelings, especially because I was a firefighter and I was in the military. You have these feelings of, I was trained to do this, and, like, I failed. So you have all of that, and that's the kind of traumatic event in and of itself that creates PTSD. Now, I already had it.
Yeah.
So what it does is it kind of compiles on top of it. Luckily, and I say this very – this is weird to say, but luckily I already had PTSD. So I was already in the throes of dealing with it and understanding what it is and understanding new things about myself and how to cope with it and deal with it and healing from it. So at least I have that base to fall back on, that I have have the experience already. Like, it's not something new. But, yes, it is extremely tough. It is PTSD-inducing in and of itself. And, you know, I don't even like to say the term PTSD, because I like to say PTS. I don't like to say – I like to cut the D off, only because it's not a disorder. It's actually your body's complete natural response to something. In fact, PTSD, like I said earlier, it's kind of therapeutic. I find – and I've had this conversation with Liam – it's amazing how your brain deals with trauma. The first couple of weeks, I couldn't sleep, and then if I could sleep, I would wake up I would dream about the event, and I would be doing CPR on her and yelling at her to, you know, come back, and, you know, trying to keep her with me while I was performing CPR. And I would wake up in my bed. Literally, a few times I woke up where I was on my knees in my bed performing CPR on the pillow or a portion.
There's
of
a
the
tremendous
bed.
Body and muscle memory with the trauma of that event manifesting again. Now, having suffered with post-traumatic stress, I like the idea of dropping the D. It's not a disorder. It's exactly, you know, how it can happen. You've advocated not only for other vets but yourself in utilizing substances in ways that perhaps the VA hasn't embraced yet.
Yes. I tell people all the time, I tell vets, I just told – to the chagrin of my physical therapist, because in the state I currently reside in Florida, it's not legal. But I said to this one lady, she's a fellow veteran, and she's got a lot of nerve pain. And she's got horrible nerve. Like, I was watching them do the therapy on her arm, and this poor woman was crying her eyes out. I have a service dog. I have a little 10-pound Shih Tzu. She's my service dog. I let her go over, and I coaxed her over to go sit with this woman and, like, chill with her for a few minutes just to kind of calm her, because she was in so much pain. She was crying her eyes out. And all this therapist was doing was touching her arm, because she had such severe nerve damage. And I said to her, she's like, I've tried everything, nothing works. You know, narcotics don't work, nothing. I said, have you tried cannabis oil? And she looked at me. And I said, I'm not talking about smoking weed or anything like that, because that's that's when the therapist looked at me. I said, just put all that aside for a second. I said, think about what you could do to you could heal yourself. How much better your life could be if you could just ingest cannabis oil, perhaps maybe put it on like a tincture on your arm to help the nerve from the outside in. I mean, there's so much, if you go look, there's so much research where the cannabis oil, they're using it to regenerate brain cells. They're reusing it. Mm-hmm. They're using it to regenerate damaged nerve tissue and things.
Nerve pathways, yeah.
Right. And,
we've discussed this extensively, and we'll continue to do so, not only on the CBD side, which is fully legal in all 50 states, but also the THC, because some people need it, or some people need a combination of both. And I'm not here to argue one is better than the other. It is what the body needs. That's what needs to be determined. And then we've got to free up that plant to heal when and where it can.
Well, that's the magic trick right there, is getting both of them together. The THC is just as important. Okay, a lot of people, the problem is that the psychoactive reaction that people have where they get quote-unquote high. All the high really is, it's not like they hallucinate and they see demons or anything. It's not like LSD or mushrooms or even DMT. All it is they get mellow and relaxed. You know, people chase that same quote-unquote high by going to the bar and drinking legally, or going to their doctor and getting a Xanax prescribed to them. Both of those will kill you much faster than cannabis. And
absolutely.
You'd have to ingest, Robert, something like, I think it was, we looked at this, I looked this up and we talked about this on air one night on my show. It's like 17 pounds in like 15 minutes or something. You'd have to literally ingest and smoke it to have some sort of negative reaction. Where
we have a story I'm going to cover a little later of a pediatrician who has asked the question, would you rather have a pediatric patient who's abusing cannabis or abusing alcohol? And obviously the question, he says neither, but if he were to decide that based on experience and science, he said cannabis, no doubt, because it's basically harmless, relatively speaking, compared to alcohol, which is interesting. Now I want to transition with you to the issue of censorship, particularly Facebook, but maybe there are other mechanisms. I mentioned the episode we did with Mike Adams on patenting human genes, how that was taken down by YouTube, inexplicably, because no nudity, no violence, nothing that would say, hey, take that down. You had an experience similar to that with Facebook a number of times, probably more than just about anybody. I thought you could let loose on what it is that gets you censored on Facebook.
Well, apparently it's very easy to get censored on Facebook because the reporting system can be abused. I've had a total of 6 accounts closed on Facebook and 6 accounts closed on YouTube. I like to joke and refer to myself as one of those most censored people on social media. And I don't go and abuse anybody. It's not like I post anything horrible or graphic or anything. I just speak truth. The 4 Facebook accounts I had, somebody was targeting me in the past month and a half. I had an account being targeted, and I had a feeling. So I made I know Facebook doesn't like when you do this, but I'm the only person on the planet that has ever done this either. But I made a secondary account in a complete different name, just in case my main account got hit, that, you know, I would be like, okay, well, I have a fallback. Well, somebody took out my fallback first, and then they hit my main account. So I made somebody angry.
Sure. You know? The question is, and I think a lot of my listeners will want to know, what is it that goes across the edge here? Again, we're not talking graphic, pornographic nudity, violence, or anything like that. What is it? What is the subject matter that you found that triggers this immediate censorship, if you will?
Well, in the latest round of censorship that I've had, I mean, it's all different. It could be 9/11 things, this, that, the other thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just one little detail they don't want out, that maybe the video you put up. But in this case, Everything was, you know, copacetic until I posted an archive of a show I did, an interview about a month and a half ago I did. I was telling you guys about this off air. Two of my friends, one of them is a hacker from a group called Hack Miami. They're very famous in the hacking world, and they've been featured in Rolling Stone and a couple articles. And another friend of mine who I had on was another hacker who helps run DEF CON, huge hacking conference every year. And the two of them were discussing what's going on behind the scenes and what the FCC had planned. This was before they had rolled everything out. And some of the other things that they're doing, and some of the draconian rules that they're trying to put in place, which would literally make like a 14-year-old kid on Twitter sharing a link that somebody, you know, that he saw on Twitter, depending on if there was something that they considered bad in that link, it's a felony.
Is this to relate to the net neutrality at all?
There's the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act is what they use to prosecute hackers right now, and they're trying to change it. So basically, when the WikiLeaks video stuff came out years ago, that gunship video, when it first came out, I got my hands on it and I uploaded it to YouTube. My version of it went epically viral. It had like 300,000 or 400,000 views within 3 or 4 days, and that YouTube channel instantly, boom, it got shut down. Well, now what they want to do is say that same video, say that same process. I release it. It goes up on YouTube. Then say you embed it on your website, Robert. You're like, wow, Popeye, this is amazing stuff. People need to see this. You put it on your website, and then you put it out on Twitter. And some 15, 16-year-old kid who's awake and paying attention stumbles across, because he's listening to your show, he stumbles across your tweet and says, oh, I need to retweet this. Well, that entire chain from me finding the video all the way to that kid posting a link, all of us committed a felony, and we all go to jail.
For exercising First Amendment rights? Interesting.
Yep.
But, and remember, the First Amendment didn't grant you any rights. It's just supposed to prevent the government from violating your rights to freedom of speech. Isn't that interesting? Well, Popeye, Federal Jack, I want to hold on for a couple of minutes, actually, because I want people to know where they can listen to you as well and get your archives if people want to learn more. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, stick around. Dr. Bittar is going to do some advanced medicine with us next hour. We got Popeye Federal Jack on with us for a couple of more minutes. And I was going to say your website. I couldn't access it today, but Super Don could. So I know that you have been hacked a lot. You're very controversial. You speak directly about many things that sometimes we don't even hit here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I appreciate you for that. I want to let people know how they can hear your show, live or archived.
Well, thank you for the plug, by the way. And, yes, we do get completely attacked left and right. FederalJack.com is the main website, my main website. If you want to hear my archives, the best place to go to hear my archives is PopeyeRadio.com. PopeyeRadio.com, it takes you right to a simple old-school download page, and that's where I put all of my anything. Once I render them, I remove the commercials and stuff. I put them all up there for free in high quality, and you can download them. And I made it very simple so that it works with every type of device. And if you want to hear me live, you can hear me every Tuesday and Thursday night from 7 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. Eastern. Of course, your listeners won't be able to listen to me because they'll be listening to you. But, hey, you can go get my archives, so
get
it's very
archive.
Convenient.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? But you can hear me over at Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. Thank you for letting me plug, Robert. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. No, I appreciate you. And, again, just my heartfelt condolences to you and the loss of your loved one. Again, I went through this from a distance with Liam as a friend, and I remember it just like it was yesterday, what he was going through and how horrific an experience like that can be. But, you know, hopefully you're surrounded by friends that care about you and love you enough, and you've got a purpose in life, no doubt.
Well, I have to honestly say, if it were not for my friends, and that's where, again, the Facebook censorship thing is kind mm-hmm. of a bite in the rear, because I know a lot of people deal with this. If you can just get reported by anybody and get shut down willy-nilly and then have to jump through all these hurdles to prove yourself, imagine the people that are being cut off from their support groups and their support networks. And, you know, when I was cut off, I could understand the isolation, because there was a lot of support networks. Believe it or not, social media has helped people mm-hmm. overcome a lot of horrible things, like me going through what I'm going through. Yeah. Losing my wife, I could reach out to people that are going through the same thing. I might not have people in my area that have the same experience as a young widower, right? Because there's not many guys that are my age that have had to bury their wife. Most guys that have had to do that, they're in their, you know, maybe late 50s, 60s, 70s. So sometimes it's hard to relate. Facebook closes that gap. I can meet somebody that's 1,000 miles away that understands, and hey, once in a while we chat back and forth and we go through the same things. Maybe we spitball. So, I mean... Yeah. That's what, effectively, you get shut down when somebody does that. They cut you off from your support network. So if it were not for my friends, and my listeners too, I may add, my listeners have been very supportive too.
Yeah. So. Well, they'll appreciate and love you, and it's a good thing to be able to outreach beyond, you know, sometimes our physical location where we may not have someone that's been through that. So, well said. Speaking of face or Facebooks or faces, real faces, you know, every once in a while we like to help out petty criminals. No, whether we're helping them out, I don't know. But we're highlighting or spotlighting a technique here that might not be a good way to get away. Last week, it was a story of someone who ran into a restaurant, I think it was, that was run by former WWE wrestlers. And he got the tar beat out of him. Now, if you're running from the cops, I'm going to suggest you don't do what this guy did. Give a listen.
23-year-old Jose Espinoza is accused of driving a stolen car over the weekend. He ran from the car, got away at first, but police arrested him later in the night after he tried to get away a second time. They say he had spray-painted his face in an effort to camouflage himself.
Apparently, nice one, dude.
It didn't work.
No, not even close.
That's what my first thought. I want to hide. I'm going to spray-paint my face. You know, unless you're like a chameleon or you know how to paint yourself camo to the, you know, maybe you could do it onto the wall that they're going to protect.
You got
to
love the picture of this guy. He looks like a chimney sweep or something. I mean, he's just got this black paint all over his face.
Yeah, I know, and it could be considered racist if he went blackface. I mean, that'd be a whole other issue. He could start up another Ferguson scenario. Yeah, not a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. Anybody around you do that, Popeye? I'm just thinking, not a good idea.
Well, this is land of the crazies down here. We've had people. We had a guy unload an entire magazine out of an AK-47 into his car because it died on the side of the road.
Oh, that's always helpful.
Welcome to Florida.
Right, Florida, they say. Nice. Hey, well, next hour, Super Don, maybe with Dr. Batar, we can talk about that other paint job happening in San Francisco. You like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you do stuff in San Francisco like that, you're in trouble. So.
Yeah. What in your nation's going on around here? Hey, Popeye, thanks for being here. You know how we end the show each hour?
How?
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.